The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Always great to speak to Bianca Chatfield. And Bianca, first of all, we've just seen the season launch. So how did that go?
Yeah, we had the Fox Netball launch and it was in Melbourne at the State Library in Melbourne. And the theme is, you know how we always use that slogan, here if you need? Well, cross that out because it's we are here. We are ready and we're ramping it up this season and we can't wait for Suncorp Super Netball to start.
How was this season over here in the Super League is get some net? So it's really important, and I suppose from both sides, just to increase the awareness and increase the participation year on year.
That's right. And it's always about evolving and learning. And last season was the first season with Fox Netball. And now it's a new season. Sue Gordian's back in commentary. You know, we've got some great new talent. Stacey Francis Bayman, who you would all know very well, is joining the commentary team. Emily Beaton is also coming in, a former Adelaide Thunderbirds player. And so we've just, you know, all games, I'm not sure how it works with the UK, but all games here in Australia will be in 4K. And we're also sending commentary teams live to every game. So in the past, Perth, unfortunately, Western Australia have missed out, and Fever haven't necessarily had a commentary team all the time at their home games, but that's going to change in season 2023. There'll be commentary teams on the ground live from every location that the games will be playing. So I think big changes happening, but more access to players and coaches as well during the games, which as for me as a commentator is one of my favourite parts, is being able to, you know, talk to a coach during the middle of a game and find out what is going on and what they're trying to do. It's just incredible insight, I think, that we get that not many other sports do.
I think Sky did a last-minute deal with Fox last season, so a lot of us over here are hoping for something similar. We've got our fingers crossed.
Yeah, I've got them crossed for you too.
I'd seen online as well some of the figures for last season, something like 800 hours produced, streaming got really good figures, and average audiences, well, for the final at least, was something like 170,000 for the final.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, I think the thing is now that we know there's so many netball fans out there, doesn't matter, you know, what demographic, it doesn't matter what gender, there's people wanting to watch the games. They want to watch them live. They want to watch replays. You know, all around the world, people want to tune in to Suncorp Super Netball, you know, as we do the other leagues around the world too. So I feel like it's captivating and it's exciting and you don't want to miss it. Like, you don't want to miss out on seeing what Eleanor Cardwell can do when she's out there on court for the Adelaide Thunderbirds. Like, you don't want to miss that stuff. And we don't want to miss it here either. So, you know, I don't always get to watch the games live working on the coverage, but I'm always watching them back. And I think that's, you know, the ability to do it and so easily is why the numbers are growing. And I think are only going to be bigger next year. We're in 23.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to the fact, as you said, that some of the games are going to be in UHD. Is that some of the games or is that all of the games, hopefully?
No, all of the games will be.
Wow.
Yes. So, and from all reports, once you do watch in 4K, you're not going to watch anything else. So get ready for seeing the girls up close and in a totally different light to what we've seen them before.
I think I'd read that Liz Ellis had highlighted the fact that all players would need to be at the best, especially with Netball World Cup approaching, but that'll be universal.
Exactly right. And I think you're going to see not necessarily the skill level because the players are so skilled, but it will be the consistency across games that, you know, every player, whether you are Australian, whether you're an international, you know, vying to get in your own country's side at the World Cup, you really have to be performing because the coaches are watching and they're not going to get many other opportunities to watch you play at the elite level in the lead up to the World Cup other than watching Suncorp Super Netball. So yeah, it's the pressure's on for all the playing group, whether you've been in the Diamonds before or not. The pressure is on to perform, and if you do perform, I believe that's what the selectors will look for. Likewise, but I'm sure the Roses will be looking for as well to make sure they pick the top 12 performing athletes that they can and give themselves every chance to win the World Cup.
A bit of a funny season to say the least as well, because a lot of the players will be out of contract at the end of it. So as an ex-player yourself, it's maybe something that's in your mind, but so far pushed towards the back of it and just leave it out the way and get the games out the way first and just do your best?
Yeah, I think, you know, athletes get very good at controlling what they can control, and they can control what they do when they're out there on court. You can't, if you're letting your head wander to the end of the year and what might happen, then you're really going to lose a whole lot of focus, and your performance will really show that. So a lot of, you know, if you're an elite athlete, you generally will have the ability to control your mind and not let it wander too far. But it is something that would be on every player's radar. They would be very aware that everyone's out of contract. It's never a nice time for anybody. But it also presents a lot of opportunities too for players. You know, not just the negative side of it. There'll be plenty of opportunities at the end of the year as well.
What about Jeevan and Pella then, obviously growing year on year, but what kind of a season do you expect from them?
Well, I think Jeeva, I mean, she's continually surprising me. I played with her at Vixens. I retired in 2015 and she's only a couple of years younger than me. So I still can't believe she's out there. She is looking fit. She tells me that she's ready to go. And yeah, I think whenever anybody questions her ability, then she really does show what she can do. But I think Jeeva needs to be also, you know, be in a position where she can, Jackie Newton's there for the Magpies, that she can, you know, have a little rest and let Jackie Newton come on and have some more game time, but really rotate around in that defense end for the Magpies. And I think that's going to help Jeeva be at her best, but also help the Magpies as well. I mean, Helen, I still don't think we've seen Helen at her lethal best. And because I think she is such a weapon of a shooter, and we've seen, you know, her play really well, but we probably haven't seen her play exceptionally for a whole season. And that's what I'm excited to see with Helen. I mean, it's scary when she's fit and healthy and her body's good, what she can really do out there. But especially with Romelda Aitken and with Sam Wallace, as you know, in the shooting circle for the New South Wales Swiss, one of them will be out there. It's a great combination for Helen to really slot in and see what she can do. And hopefully, I think, you know, when she's shooting a volume of goals, that's when she really does come into her own.
What about the anticipation there of somebody like Eleanor joining?
I mean, look, I think Eleanor Cardwell has so much to offer. We've already seen her in preseason at the Team Girls Cup, and she slotted in seamlessly to the Thunderbirds lineup. She added so much versatility, some strength. And yes, she's still a player that hasn't got the most experience out there, but she's going to be learning and she'll learn so quickly. So I really think that she's going to get so much stronger and just really own that position that she's in on the court, because she's going to be training up against the best defensive end, I think, that we've seen in Shamira Sterling and Latanya Wilson. So, yeah, I think that's only going to help Eleanor's game. And imagine Eleanor firing after playing against the top defenders all around the world, consistently week in, week out in the Super Netball. Yeah, I think that's going to be a great asset come playing for the Roses at the World Cup, because I would assume that she would be in the team.
It's going to be really exciting. What's it like for you just being part of that Fox coverage just round the corner a couple of weeks away?
Yeah, I love it. I feel like I get to live a dream by doing this and calling this my job. I was in a new role, you know, learning to call the game last season, and a new mum. And so now I feel like I've got a year under my belt, still got plenty to learn, but I love being able to work with all my former teammates, and we have a great time when we're out there on courtside as well. As it's almost like we're playing again, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to it and can't wait to be up close and personal with all the action.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Bianca, thanks for your time.
No worries at all. Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.